Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Binge all episodes of The Last City ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
But the thing about Chip and JoJo Gaines is what they have more than anybody else is actual chemistry that HGTV has a hard time capturing, because there's something about it because yes, obviously you have the evidence because you have the kid named Topsoil, you have the other kid named Rutabaga. I don't know, like they got 15 so many different names, so many different children.
John Deere Gaines,
but they are actively fucking.
Everyone's got their thing. All right, friends, grab your remote, turn on the TV, and I hope you like a nice trip back to old Waco, Texas, because we might be talking about Fixer Upper yet again today. What? I don't want to get there quite yet. Hello, everyone. I'm one of your hosts, David Magadoff, and with me is my most wonderful, lovely, delightful, blonde-haired beauty of a co-host. Yes. Claire Kramer. Hi, Claire.
Hi, David. I love recording days because I get a little self-esteem boost from you. So thank you for that. That makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside.
Well,
something
you're welcome.
Unexpected.
And thanks for being you.
And thanks for being you. And I got to say that, you know, you're looking very dapper today. I love the glasses and the floral shirt. For those who can't see, David's really rocking a sort of, I would say, a vintagey modern vibe. Yeah? With the mustache coming back and...
Well, Claire, this morning I had an audition for a hipster travel blogger.
Oh.
And I felt like this was a nice hipster travel blog type of a shirt. Do we agree?
I do.
Do you think I made the right choice?
I can see you as like the points guy. Like I follow the points guy. And like like what I'm seeing now is the version of the points guy that I want to watch on a show or a commercial. So you nailed it.
Claire... God bless you. And God bless our guest today. Yes, Henry Zebrowski. You know him from every wonderful podcast, specifically the LPN show, LPN Deep Dives Dune, and more specifically, the last podcast on the left. That's what launched Henry and his wonderfulness, because he gets into cult stuff, crime stuff, Satan stuff. Do you like Rasputin? Check it out. It's one of the best episodes of podcasts you'll ever hear. He's also been on TV. The characters on Netflix, Heroes Reborn. He's done everything.
He's a renaissance man.
Came on the
podcast. Who loves murder.
He is a renaissance man. And check out his stand-up. He tours around as well. Literally, you will find him in your ears, on your eyes, and on the road. And today you find him here with us. Because Claire, you and I were actually on the LPN show with Henry and his sister Jackie. What a lovely time that was.
That was really fun. And Jackie also did her own episode of Fanatics, which was great.
She did.
Yes, about polygamous and polyamorous marriages. Actually, not marriages, but the shows. And she's a lot of fun. But Henry and Jackie are just like, they're the kind of people you just kind of like want to hang out with, you know, and pick their brain and clearly very educated people, but don't mind just like talking about like whatever, anything. I love that about both of them.
They're so funny. They've got such good conversationalism. I am an only child, but I love their repartee as brother and sister. We did the podcast with them together. Then we had them separate, and they're both wonderful separate. They both know how to take a conversation and be hilarious. I don't know Mr. and Mrs. Zebrowski, their parents.
They must have been like loving the mic too. You know, they must have it seems like these guys came out with like a podcasting kit at birth, like, and just started podcasting. So how many years of experience?
The doctor's like, why are they wearing headphones?
Yeah, like,
what's going on? Out of the vaginal birth.
They're loved.
Yeah, they're already loved.
What's happening here? Anyway, yeah, this was a really fun episode to talk about the whole show, Fixer Upper.
Yes.
Yes. And not just Chip, but Joanna as well.
Yeah.
Who I did call Joanne a couple times. So, you know, I have not watched the show as extensively as clearly you, David, or Henry. But, you know, Joanna, I got it now. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
As much as our previous guest, Michael C. Hall, enjoyed his episode of talking about Chip Gaines, which you can check out as well. But yes, for right now, let's listen to Henry. Love on Fixer Upper. Have you ever or will you ever go to Waco, Texas?
I have been there, and I've passed through, and I've seen the Gaines' kingdom.
And?
I'll tell you what, I went downtown. Everybody says, number one, Waco's very different, obviously, since the fires, since they killed all the cult people there, right? So it is different. But as you go into Waco, as you pull in, you see the lines of the various people in their jorts waiting to go into Magnolia Farms. You see them. You feel the bustle. You feel the vibe. You're like, whoa, we're here. There's so much shiplap. It's like I'm an old boat. I've become an old boat.
It's not pavement anymore as you're driving in. It just turns into shiplap.
As you come in, you're just over shiplap, shiplap covered roads. And as you go to downtown Waco, I'll say it was the first time I've ever seen. We went, they have all these little art places now that they've opened up. The Gaineses have changed the entire vibe of that city, obviously. But then I walked into an art dealership, and the woman was so proud. She's like, y'all have to see what we have right here. And we went in, and there was a Banksy that someone had cut out of a garage door and was selling.
Whoa.
And that's how you know Waco's on the map.
That is incredible. Waco. I mean.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not?
No. Banksy does not want that. Banksy doesn't want it at all. Whatever the collective that is, Banksy.
Right. Right. Like, well,
yeah, but it was great.
That is a great description of Waco, Texas. And if you haven't picked it up now, we are talking today about Fixer Upper. Henry, you're talking about your love, your fanaticism for Fixer Upper. And just in case there's anyone out there in this crazy audio universe who has not seen the show, can you give a brief description of Fixer Upper?
Chip and JoJo Gaines are a couple. They're married. They have about 15 children named after various parts of various farm instruments.
Okay.
They're named like rake and shovel and tractor. and they listen to couples' plights and they help them renovate a home. They go and they buy a home because the original pitch of the show was that is they get a lower quality home in a good neighborhood and then they flip it. They make it something special for them. And they tell their personal stories. But the thing about Chip and JoJo Gaines is what they have more than anybody else is actual chemistry. That HGTV has a hard time capturing because there's something about it. Because, yes, obviously you have the evidence because you have the kid named Topsoil. You have the other kid named Rutabaga. I don't know. Like they got 15, so many different names, so many different children.
John Deere Gaines.
But they are actively fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it in this show.
And in Waco.
Which is nice.
Too, apparently, right?
Oh, very much so. I mean, it's almost like they're building like their own like community just within their own family,
which
a lot of people talk to, like, you know, there's many different things you can call that. I don't know what you'd call that. They're building their own army and workforce just with JoJo Gaines' very powerful uterus. But, you know, good on them, I guess.
Well, at one point you would call that the Duggars, but they have
yes,
they have left the public eye and
for good reason.
For some people, thankfully so. Anyway, it's all about Chip and JoJo, Joanne. What is it about the show that initially attracted? Tell us about your first experience watching Fixer Upper and when you knew you found a little gem.
Yeah, what's the origin story? What hotel room? What moment were you just like in a bar and looked up? And saw it.
I just want to see. I want to just first, when it came out, when did it debut?
Doesn't it feel like it's just always been
it's just
here,
been
Henry?
There. It's just like always
since
been
since you were born.
Yes.
Joanna Gaines existed.
It happened in 2013. So it did come out. And I remember first seeing it because if you don't know me, my name is Henry Zebrowski. I do my show called Last Podcast on the Left. I consume mostly content about serial killers. You know, whatever is the most dark, fucked up stuff on the face of the planet, it is what I consume on a daily basis. And so a lot of times what I'm looking for at the end of the day, I need to watch something that allows me to just sort of not think about anything. And I love Food Network. It started with Food Network. It started with an obsession with every single show on Food Network. Obviously, I can another show that we should talk about at some point is Iron Chef and how much that what that meant to me and my family. But at some point, HGTV, it started. Then I got into HGTV in high school because of Trading Spaces. And that was because, oh, you're like, okay, well, what's nice about Trading Spaces is that, oh, again, what was I originally attracted to? Chemistry. Paige knows what she's talking about. I believe Ty will have sex with you and your family. But he's a great carpenter and all the other designer people. Like, you know, I was really into that. But the, Chip and JoJo just kind of like, it showed up one night. I remember watching it with my ex, and both of us were like, they have the X factor. Like, more than any other couple possible. Like, you'll watch it, and like, there was something about it because it was engaging. The stories were really sweet, and what they did was incredible work. And the idea, it was the first show I saw that besides, I mean, Trading Spaces does it a little bit, but not like how Chip weaponized Demo Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The elements, there's certain elements that the heap strung together. His presentation of being truly, actually entertaining. Very funny person, obviously.
Isn't Joanna a terrific straight man?
Incredible. And also ethereally gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous woman. Talented, obviously very talented, very business-minded. There's something about her that's really interesting. They never bring up whatever their cryptic church that you know that they belong to, right? They never bring it up.
No.
They do a good job. They find like this year, they finally, like, they did it. They had like a same-sex couple on it. And you're like, see?
We can do this.
We can do this. And they, there is something about the two of them together. I think that's what it is. It's a genuine chemistry that HGTV has been desperately searching for ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone, obviously, Chip is this wonderful, funny dad joke energy, but it's
good
still,
though. Like funny.
But he's good. I'm with you. No, I'm a fan. I get it. Everything you're speaking to is right into my heart. But I think we don't give Joe the credit sometimes because it's so easy for her to consistently roll her eyes at him. But
yes.
She never does.
No.
She allows it and she doesn't mind it and she knows this is good and she knows you're different from me. This is why you're in my life. And I'm thankful for it because I would never be as silly as you.
At some point.
So thank you for being different from me.
But and as an executive producer, she kind of actually can see in her eyes, this is good television.
Yes.
And they actually did correctly make the jump. And there's also something about the idea that, like, I think I also kind of like that they stepped away. I think that they also did the thing where they're like, we don't need our television show. Now their actual renovation business is a multi-million dollar enterprise. It's massive. Like, you know what I said, you go into Waco, it's Gainstown.
You go into Target, it's Gainstown.
Oh my God. It's like, that's a big get. And honestly, I got five of their candles.
I love their stuff. I really do. It's very
like I got that
accessible,
shit.
You know what I mean? And they're accessible. I think it is interesting that they stepped away from the show because it really, it was like, which came first, the business or the, you know, the business of selling the decor or the, you know, which spurred from the renovation business. But
like a good president should never, an actual good president would never want to be president. I think their television show was that it was a it was entirely natural that came out of their it came out of just literally their natural chemistry and their need to do it. And then they also realized we don't need the television show. We don't need the television show. We're doing it because we like, obviously they seem to like the television show. And I think it was the business and the television show at the same time were going hard. And then the television show was just the biggest marketing thing that they could have asked
for. How did they change over the seasons before they stepped away from the show?
They got better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Each season, they're freer. Chip is more fun. Chip is being funnier and more. You could see the comfort he has of getting on camera. Joanne is more comfortable on camera. Like, you're watching them both, like, really vibe, really get into it. You also watch JoJo's creative work get more advanced as it goes as well, where, yes, Shiplap brought that to the world.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The early seasons, it's pretty basic. Like,
she's sliding doors.
She does a clean job, but it definitely gets better. What do we think of our cast of characters? What do we think of Shorty? What do
Love
we think
Shorty.
Of dude who wears his shirt all the time for his own, you know, wood cutting business? I don't know his
the
name.
The guy who makes all the custom tables. I don't know his name.
Yes.
I have a thing, right? So my inner world, right? So we watch it and we build out a whole like kind of subplot for all this kind of, for all of these people. And I believe that dude, custom furniture dude, was trying to slide it to JoJo the entire time. And you see these looks on his face being like, well, that can be kind of fun too, right? Like, you kind of, he kind of is trying to get in with her. Like, he's making jokes, but she's cold. Like, she shuts him down. She can tell. But there's something there. I was just been like I'm sit there with Natalie, watching my wife, Natalie, and being like, I think he's trying to fuck. Like, this whole time, he's trying to get in there. But then, same time, shuts him down. But I guess that's kind of the tension. Shorty, what they really show, too, what they do good on this show, too, is that Chip does highlight the dudes that are doing all of the incredibly hard work.
Mm-hmm.
He is managing it and obviously getting in the mix, but he's got five. I know that he's got like 10 other projects that he's working on, and he has to go from place to place to place to place to go check it all on all of it.
Oh, yeah. He's just coming in to do his like 45 minutes of like just showing that like I'm getting my hands dirty.
I do
but
this.
No, it's a 15-person team. He's got 30 other projects going on.
And it's Shorty running the whole thing. And Shorty is a superstar. And I'm actually not surprised. I'm surprised he didn't get his own show at some point.
Me too.
I think maybe he's just, he understands the pressure of the camera.
Well, there's still time. There's still time for a spinoff, you know?
Oh, yes.
There's, you know,
Well, Magnolia's just starting, so I'm sure at some point.
They got the whole network now. And then they try to make their own replace couple. I forgot what there was a, because Discovery Plus is the only app worth the money. It's the only app that is truly worth all of the every dollar I've spent.
And that couple only did like one episode before they got in trouble for like embezzlement.
Oh yeah,
so it was nothing.
And they had to
not
cut all that
not
out.
Not a good start for Magnolia.
Oh no, it was no good. But it's like, you know, but they know it too. Chip and JoJo, and that's even why they came back. I tried to watch that hometown show, and it's just being like, what are we even doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Henry, how often are you watching Fixer Upper? Will you watch the same episode 2, 3, 4 times?
If I'm on a plane, I'll watch them again on a plane. I'll come out here too. I am also a massive fan of Impractical Jokers. And so the two come together for me in a way that I will watch them both in a sort of a timeless loop in a stupor in a hotel room or just like when I had COVID. Wow. it was like I became the fifth Joker. It was like I was there with Chip and JoJo during the time period. It felt like Neverending Story, where I went and I was living the adventure with them, just a sick man in a bed, like in the same room, being like,
looking out for Falcor out the window.
Tell me about the fixer-upper dynamic with you and your wife. Like, is there like role-playing? Are you role-playing Chip and she's JoJo? Are you guys watching together? Does she weigh in, have equal love?
Well, we both like to watch. We both like all the HGTV shows because, again, it's a good distraction. But the thing is that both of us are very like, we like our goth metal stuff. Our own personal tastes would never match what they do. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you have to buy the candles.
Yes. But if I went into a JoJo home, I would love it. But at the same time, I'd be like, because you know what I will say is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine with interior decorating? Giant letters. Hate that shit.
She's the queen of giant clocks.
I hate useless books. Like with it. That's the only thing. So, but I watch it, but it's more just like when we watch it, it's almost kind of like a zoo where we're watching a life that we don't know and understand. Like all these people have chosen Waco. So if you have chosen Waco, you're already a type of person that I only know on Facebook. You're a person that I used to go to school with, and you've become a stranger to me now. You're a fellow 38-year-old person that has turned into something else. I feel I'm relatively the same, but you go watch them all like, oh, everyone's morphed. But yes, that's so we watch it. It's kind of a fun thing to understand how
it's like a Nat Geo show almost.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Blue Planet.
Right.
And then we watch in from the window being like, man, they choose this. But obviously the work that they do, the actual physical work on the home is gorgeous. And it does give us ideas for like there's some of the classy when she goes classy. And like I like the when she goes simple. And I am Nat and I are also very different because Natalie's a Baroque person. She likes everything to be very intense and very like busy, very like where I truly could live like Kanye West. Like I could live in like the stone. Like I like that. That look, like all the stone everywhere. I think that's really cool, you know? but I'd cover it all.
So if you
in salsa,
if you were to join the team, right? They don't have anyone like you with your perspective and your, you know, sort of like the cement, the polished cement and the, you know.
Some industrial shit.
What would be your dream home that you would build with Chip and Joanne and the, you know, table guy?
Nat and I have a dream that we will build. It will look like a Victorian house on the outside, but the inside it's modern. So the inside is whatever. The outside, it's got turrets and shit. And the inside is very, like, normal, like, modern with our, like, goth touches. But I like it when they do, like, you know what they need? They need to bring the guys from Extreme Pools on.
I haven't seen that show, but
Extreme Pools guys do the backyard. Because they don't do a lot of pools. They don't do a lot of exteriors.
I want an Extreme Pools and Practical Jokers fixer-upper mega show, the way that Step by Step had Family Matters growing up. I want that to happen, Henry, and I want you to come out and be like, everyone, I want you to come out at the beginning, look at the camera and be like, you are about to see wonders.
This is
and joy
a singular television event that no one will ever be able to copy the sheer chemistry of, the star power of in one room. So many different style of Nikes will be worn.
Henry, what's your favorite part of the show? Do you like the big unveiling at the end? Or do you like where you get to meet the people? Or do you like that moment that they choreograph every episode where, uh-oh, something is not the way we thought it would be. It's going to cost a little more extra. There's something underneath the floorboards. We didn't know this would happen.
Will the
people be okay with our suggestion?
You have stumbled upon something because I love the last minute call that they do. I love that this is going to be more money call. Because they're locked in. These people are fucked. All right. They don't understand. As soon as you open up the floor of your home, everything falls apart. Right. Yeah, everything falls apart. And you could just the look on their faces. And they're also on television. So they have to agree. It's also all being paid for. So it is a cosplay of how disastrous it is to reno your home. And so, yes, I do love that. I love that. And I mean, I'm a sucker for demo day. I like the 3D modeling section. And that shit's only gotten more complicated each year.
It's gotten better and better.
Yes. Oh, yes. Because she'll do stuff like, all right, this is your home here. Now this is your home 30 years from now. And you're like, whoa, that would be cool if she could show.
But Henry, do you really like the 3D modeling, or do you just wish you wanted to sit down with Joanna and have lemonade and cookies?
You are correct. I want her to show me a 3D model of my home. That's what I want. I want her to be like, JoJo, you figured it out again. This is incredible. Like, I want that moment. Yeah, that would be incredible.
Here's a cookie.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite season? Would it be the last season, the most recent one? Because they were the most open.
I'm liking it. I like it. I think they're doing good. It's somewhere around, it's after the first two seasons. It's when he really starts letting his hair grow long. Mm. That's how you can tell, oh, he's feeling breezy now. There's this, when he had said that one season when he had the big full beard, and it was been like, he's feeling it. You're right there. That man is about to make his new son Reptar, whatever his name is going to be. He's going to make somehow all sons, all of them. I don't know if he knows how to choose his semen. Like, I don't know what he does, but like, she is a factory.
She is. What do we think of the moment of every show where the kids just sort of appear, where they're sort of shuttled in and shuttled out?
I'm not a fan.
It's genuine?
I'm not a fan of Silo. I'm not a fan of Acorn, I think their names are. I don't care for their children. But I also felt the same way about Guy Fieri. We're bringing his son in. Now his son is now there all the time. But now
is he? I don't know. I need to watch this.
Yes. No. Tournament of Champions. He's there. Oh, he's there on. He doesn't come on Triple D because I think there must be a contract where it can be Guy only. But he comes
What's
on
Guy's
Triple G.
Son's douche level.
He's growing into it. The thing is, I look at this son. This is kind of the problem, is that you got Guy Fieri, who is obviously, he's ascended to his true form. He was always supposed to be this way. The son is slowly but surely starting to gain shiny blazers, a couple of pendants, getting a new mustache, getting a new sort of like D-back kind of style, like William Shakespeare Van Dyke. He's getting this thing going on. And it honestly, I'm liking it's weird because it's when the son was just there in a jeans and t-shirt, it started during quarantine because it was the single worst move in food reality television shows I have ever seen. And honestly, and I don't ever say anything wrong about Guy Fieri because he has figured it out, but he was doing Triple G COVID style where he was having chefs. And he set up, he would basically, okay, here's your ingredients. You have to purchase them on your own. So in each chef's home, he would zoom into their home. They would make the food in front of Guy Fieri over Zoom. And then they would eat their own food and they would each judge it. It was not a show. Not a show. What are we doing here? You're just reminding me of, it's even worse. You're showing me how isolated we are. But then that's when the son was getting involved. But that was when he was only having his shirt and jeans. And then I feel like slowly, but that time I was like, what's this Yutz doing here? Right? I'm not here. I'm here to see your father. And then all of a sudden,
Mr. Fieri, please.
And then he started putting on the jewelry and I'm like, I'm starting to get it. But see, I think Guy Fieri's son is really going to eventually take over the throne, as Guy Fieri's probably going to die of diabetes of the brain. Like, he's going to have some form of rib sticking cancer that we've never seen before, like a type of meatloaf AIDS that he's going to die from, that his son is going to have to take over sooner than later. But
which of the Gaines children do you think will be the one? Because you know it's going to be like a bus family, genie bus sort of raises through. You know, it's sad to say, and you know this, Henry, one of those kids is not turning out great.
Absolutely. This thing, man, if you got seven kids, you got at least two Chet Hanks. Right? Only
it's
one
tough,
of them.
Because you don't want to see the Gaines scandal happen.
I don't.
But you know it's happening. You
it's not
going to
be
happening.
Them, though. It's not going to be Chip and JoJo.
Nope.
Because they have shit on lockdown. But yeah, it's definitely going to be Riverwater. Whatever the kid's name is. I think one of them's named like the Flamingo because they conceived him there. I feel like one of them was named like Milwaukee or something because they conceived him there. I forget what the name was. But yeah, one of them, you can already tell they don't have any spark. They're
right,
no good. These kids are no good at it.
Here's another question for you. This is a really fun topic in general for so many reasons. One is we had on Michael C. Hall, and his whole thing was simply about his love of Chip Gaines. And it was a bit of a bromance, beautiful thing. The way he spoke about him, talking about him being a better Chip Gaines inspires him on an often basis to be a better person. I would just love Henry Zebrowski's thoughts on just everything I just shared.
I would like to be friends with Chip Gaines, but I don't. But again, I truly there's questions that I don't want to ask about the Gaines' family. There's questions I don't want to know. I think that they are very liberal people, and I don't even care about politics in that way. It's more like, are they? How cryptic is the church that they're involved in? I just want to keep it surface, and I like it. Be like, I'd love to have a. I think he drinks. Tell me Chip drinks, right? He's got to have some beers, right? Drinks some beers, right? I feel like that's where he would be incredible. Like sitting here, having a couple of beers, joking around. Like I feel like that's kind of that's what it is. I don't want to put the weight on him of being an inspirational figure because I don't want to damn him with that. Because I feel like what it does is it puts undue pressure on these very frail TV hosts that just cannot hold this pressure because they're going to do bad things all the times, even just accidentally.
So you know? when do you now they have the Magnolia Network, but do they have another show featuring them on?
Yes. Okay. Well, now it's what's it called? I think it's called Fixer Upper at Home.
Okay.
Home style. There's one they are showing their own works. And then JoJo is really trying to get into Martha Stewart territory. Mm. And so she's doing a lot of food stuff. The magazine. She's doing that kind of stuff. So that's a little bit like, I can't cheat on Ina Garten.
Mm-hmm. I love Barefoot Contessa. So
I have all
her cookbooks.
To be that man who gets to go and make his love to as many men as he wants to in Fire Ireland, and then he gets to come back and be made the most incredible meals by one of the best party hostesses of all time. I love her. I love her so much. And so, yes. So with JoJo, I'm more like, I don't want to sully my fixer-upper view of you.
Right. I understand. Are you watching the new version, the fixer-upper at home?
Of course.
And is it just as good as the original? Because it's about the relationship for you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they came right back to it.
Okay.
They really haven't missed a beat. And it gets I actually really feel like that's also kind of the secret sauce of it, too, is that because it is so natural, it doesn't feel like, you know, like I felt like when everybody's doing the reboot thing, and it's like, it's so hard to recapture the old magic, especially once everybody's gotten work done. Mm-hmm. Then they all come back and it's just so hard. It's not the same. It's just like, you're just showing me how cruel time is and how it just is rolling forward.
Helen Hunt on Mad About You.
I didn't want to know.
I know.
And
I know.
So
I feel.
So, but I feel like they just jump right back in.
I love it. I love it. What would your fixer-upper show be with you and your wife?
We joke about all the time about doing a show about backyard roller coasters.
Yeah. Oh.
The idea of setting up backyard roller coasters in people's homes and testing them.
She could use shiplap.
Oh, yeah. We could definitely do a shiplap coaster.
Henry, is part of the joy for you, or you think maybe in general for people, I always wonder this, if you did this show in Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, heck, even Tampa, the prices that you're seeing are high and ridiculous. Yes. But when you see Waco, it almost feels like it's play money. When they're like, they have a budget, an all-in budget of $190,000. We're going to buy this house for $110,000. Does it feel extra fantasy and why people like it, you think?
Well, it's definitely, how do you say this? It is a fantasy. Because you only get those prices in Waco, Texas, which is, again,
Waco,
you know, much love to every human. But Waco is, yes, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. And so, yes, that's where those prices are. And guess what? They're not like that in Waco anymore.
Mm-mm. Probably not.
All of those property values have skyrocketed because of what they do. So it is an extended fantasy. So I think there is that. I think that especially LA, San Francisco, New York, you're like, it's so, people who live here can't do it. It is so prohibitively expensive to live the way normal people live in the rest of the country. So I think that would be more of a bummer if you saw that. We're like, this is like, it keeps it there, which is again why they're trying to have all these other like local ass couples do these tiny shows. But again, it's so hard to replicate magic.
Mm-hmm.
Was there an episode that maybe you loved the people, you loved what they did, or another episode where you're like, who are these motherfuckers and they're coming in doing this thing?
There's sometimes you watch them just being like, fuck these people. You know, like, I hate this fucking...
The one with their parents, when their parents came in and they did the bed and breakfast?
There was... That made me... The kind
Those
of like
jerks.
I was like, fuck this shit. Or like, you know, when someone buys, it's like the one where the parents are buying. I remember that one where the kids are, there was one where it was the parents were buying a house for the daughter who was like 21 years old, just being like, when I was 21 years old, I couldn't figure out how to do a tire. I couldn't have fixed a tire. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was a useless human being. Like, you can't give that person a house. They're just going to burn it to the fucking ground. There's that, but it really is, I don't remember a lot of specifics. It's just more along the lines of, because again, you know, it's like, you know what truly is? I'm not even thinking about the people on the show. I'm just looking at Chip and JoJo. I don't care about them.
Well
I
said.
I care about Chip and
well
JoJo.
Said.
You painted your Henry, picture of your perfect yep. conversation with Chip, having some beers. I pictured in my mind around a fire, campfire.
Love it.
Maybe toasting some marshmallows with those, you know, home and hearth sticks that they're selling at Target.
Each one $25.
Right, each one $25. What about Joanna? What is the moment you want with her?
I would just want her to do the, like, give me one like she laughed at something, like you're being silly. Yeah. I think
the way she laughed at Chip.
Yes.
She laughed
just
at
laugh
you.
At me that like
a beautiful,
you did
that's a beautiful compliment, yeah, to be like.
She's also, I would find her to be very intimidating. Mm. I think she's a very intimidating person. I think that she's wonderful. I think that she does a good job. I think that she's actually more talented in the fact that she looks so approachable on camera, where I think in real life she might not be, not like mean,
right.
But I think she might be very like business-like and would be, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But no, Henry, I say this all the time, and I think, you know, I think Claire and Henry, you both agree. Whenever I see someone's life, like she has her magazine, she has got that TV show, she's got 5 children.
Yes.
And she's starting in a network, and you have no idea the type of speaking events she probably does, her target line.
Oh, yeah.
There are probably 17 other projects that are happening. That woman definitely has a talent to looking a little more chill on screen.
Yes.
Because anyone who looks like they're doing a lot and feels like they should be stressed, they are stressed.
Very stressed.
So she is stressed. I guarantee it.
Yes.
She's so
pressed.
I agree.
She's pressed. Yeah. She's got a lot going on. And yes, the fact that she can then like let it all go and do the show, it's like that, it takes talent. Some people might say that's compartmentalizing, that makes you kind of like a psychopath or something. Mm-hmm. But in many ways, that's admirable. That she weaponized, she made it so it was good for America, maybe, but not like she didn't start a cult. I mean, I don't know what she's going
to
do.
I'd be fascinated in about 5 years to talk to her children.
Oh, I want to know the inside. And I want to see if they affected, how it affected them.
Is that the episode that you want to see in a few years? Or what is the moment you want to see between Chip and Joanna that,
the 60 minutes
that
episode?
Has not, you know, materialized yet? In
I
want to
see them leave the church. If they leave, yeah. If they left the church, I want to see their idea that we've left the church. You know, Chip's getting those, like, you know, people have been putting the horns underneath their skin and stuff, like he's getting like full body mods and a face tat. Like if they go full like face tats, that would be incredible.
That is like something I am tattoo. Not sure you will ever because, see.
Maybe no, I know
the,
I won't.
Maybe from the kids. Maybe from one of the kids.
Henry, I go to the church with a lesbian pastor. So I'm just saying some of the churches.
I
out
know.
There,
I'm just a Satanist. And so I have an inherent, like, that's so funny watching it. Cause like as one of these where I watch it, I'm like, you know, like I'm not mad. I'm just like, I just ignore it. I just go like, I just don't look at it. Cause I just want it to be a good one. Cause I know that there are good ones. And I'm just
not a lot though.
Yeah, I just hope that they don't, because they had a thing, they had to deal with their pastor, that their pastor was saying a bunch of anti-gay stuff, and then that's when they were like, we're not like that. But I don't think they left that church.
Yeah. But it's Waco. That's tough.
It's hard. It's
not
Waco.
A lot of liberal in Waco.
You're choosing Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everything that comes with it. Purple Nikes and Haley Bob.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, Henry. We're about to wrap up on this amazing conversation, sadly. Although I really want to just do a whole new podcast about the Fieri's with you.
I'm also very obsessed.
We might. We very well might. Yes. So I always like asking this, and we didn't actually quite get into it, and so I'm really glad I know you're going to give a good answer. If you had to psychoanalyze yourself and ask why this show specifically, because you've got a list of 45, reality non-scripted shows that you adore.
Yeah.
But this one, what, I know you like the chemistry of the two of them. I'll throw a few options. Are they like parents that you thought you never had, a brother, sister you thought you never had? Is it speaking to something inside of you as a child? What do you think?
I wonder really what it comes from. I think that it's connected to my sister and I always loved these shows late at night. We watched Food Network and watched these types of shows late at night. And I think and together it was like our thing. It was like an escape kind of. I think that's really what it is. It's an escape to a kinder world in a way. And in a way that I can't what's that show that everybody loves, that soccer show, like Ted Lasso? Mm-hmm. When I watch something like that, I want to set the world on fire. Like, I'm always like, you're lying to me. You're lying to me. Where, like, with Chip and JoJo, like, I kind of know that, like, in a way, there's only so much you can really be lying. Like, I'm watching what you do specifically, and it just feels honest. And I feel like that's really the difference, is that watching it feels like I'm watching... Like, I am watching two real human beings do this. They would be doing this if they weren't on television. They were already running this business. They were already doing it. They were already these people. Like, Chip was already this kind of funny, charismatic guy. And Joanne was a very creative, smart, good mom, that type of thing. And there's just something about that that brings an extreme comfort to me. That, like, they actually seem like the people they are on TV. And maybe that's the ultimate trick. But hey, it works. And I sit and watch it and be like, I get you, which is why. But it's you watch other shows and they just don't hold a candle to their chemistry.
It's an authentic fantasy. I think that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it feels. It's very like you allow me to step into a world that seems nicer. For
and
a
I
second.
I need to know it's true.
And we're also my wife and I are genuinely interested in home. Like, shit. We like home. Like, it's like, because now we've moved into a home. We are trying to figure out how to decorate stuff. So it is genuinely, we learn a lot. You learn how people use space. I like how Joanne uses space. We're not big. I don't like big open space things, though, necessarily. Like, Natalie and I both like rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do find it a little weird when it's just one giant room. But she does a good job of, like, creating areas.
Not a fan of the. I'm with you. Not a fan of the open floor plan.
I just want a room. I want rooms.
I'm with you, baby. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Are you always curious about the one room in the show? Because see, there's always one or two rooms that they don't renovate.
They don't touch.
They don't even touch. And they're like, they'll take you from the bottom kitchen to the top bedroom, and you're like, what about like
that other
the
bedroom.
Two other bedrooms in this
they
three
just
bedroom house?
They must just slap a coat of paint on them or whatever, and they just be like, be done. Well, because there's only so much money.
Well, they need a staging area too. So that's like that's Video Village or whatever, you know.
Yes, yeah. True, absolutely. And then they just can't do like I just feel like there is a limitation of budget.
Mm-hmm.
They do at some point. I don't know how it works though. Like when they say that they have 100, like those we just talked about, 190 grand, we get $80 for the 880 grand for the renovations. Do you think that they're not floating any of that? Like they don't pay for any of that because they're on TV? And like, I don't know. It's like, how much of their genuine money are they using?
Yeah, I'm curious about that as well.
I don't know. If my hope is that this is not the last Fixer Upper related conversation we have, this is the second of what I'm hoping to be 35 podcast episodes over time where we're going to get the producers on.
Please.
We get other actors. We're going to get, like, Mick Jagger's going to come on and talk specifically about his love of Shorty. We're going
to
learn.
Yeah, we're going to go even deeper into the show.
Please. Because that's the thing. I had Kevin Gillespie on for last podcast. We had Kevin Gillespie for, who was a Top Chef chef. And my problem was, is that I didn't know how to not be like, so they tell you the ingredients beforehand or what? Do you know what's coming up right before? What are you going to do? And he's not allowed to talk about any of it. He's not allowed to say any of it. And I was just like, you fucking, I just want to know all the secrets. I want to know the secret parts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a magic trick is best left unspoken.
No!
I know, Henry. I know.
No!
Henry, we're almost done. Actually, we're done. So give me a love letter for this beautiful thing that you love. Please.
Dear Fixer Upper, I hope you never change. Please. Please don't tell me to vote. I hope that you continue on deeper and deeper into the future. I hope that everywhere you go, every wall you bring down, Chip and JoJo laughing along the way, that wherever wall you bring down, there's shiplap behind it, and that there's fresh chunks of slate positioned in classy yet ostentatious ways around your portals for your whole lives. Sincerely, Henry Zebrowski.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Claire, have you been to Waco, Texas?
I have not. I feel like I've danced around Waco because I've... I've been in Dallas, I've been in Austin, I've been in Houston, but I don't actually believe I have been to Waco. I feel like I would have remembered it. I mean, it's a pretty notorious town.
I feel like the only reason is if you maybe were speaking at Baylor University.
Right.
That's the only real thing that's there before the Gaines compound was created. Because they have the silo, and they have the cupcakes they sell, and I do want to visit all that, and I don't want to wait in the line, but I also know in the same way that when I visited Israel and you go to all the famous places.
Wait, are you likening Waco to Israel? Before we go any further, I just want to make that clear. Okay, got
it. Yes, I you need to hear this out,
Bruce. Still on board.
And then I'll take, bear with me, but Claire, I think you're going to agree. So when you make a trip, as I did with my friends, to go to Israel and see all the famous spots, essentially the spots from like the Bible, where you're like, oh, we went to the Sea of Galilee, and you went to Nazareth, and you go to all these places where, you know, this is where the burning bush, you know, you go to all the, you know, the places, and you're like, it's so far away and it feels so remote. But then you get there, but because the entire world knows about the Bible, when you get there, it's all busy. Anything you think is some remote thing, it's a tour buses out of tour buses come from Russia, from Norway, from Portugal, from US. They're all just coming out. And I have a feeling if I were to go to Waco, the way that Henry describes it, it's just going to be tour buses coming from Minnesota, from Florida, from Austin, from LA. Like, I really genuinely think you think it's this nothing town, but don't you just imagine there's just lines and lines?
Well, you actually just gave me an idea
for the pilgrimage.
I think I want to like open a, I got to pitch this to them. And by the way, I will reveal something else about my relationship with Magnolia Networks in a minute here. I think they're missing an opportunity with a giant casino in Waco because, you know, I mean, everybody could get it. People want these renovations. They want to buy land there. They want the, they wouldn't even need to be gambling for money. You could gamble for like the home and hearth line. You know what I mean? You could be like playing slots for a rug or, you know, or at the very least a s'more roaster, as we discussed. But missed opportunity with the influx of tourism, I feel. So I'm going to put that on my list.
My wife would be so into that kind of casino.
Yeah.
That's a like, really good
home,
idea.
It's a home gambling casino. So, like, forget about the money. You don't need to save up the money for the renovation. You can go gamble your way to a renovation, okay? And that is how I want to get my home renovation if my first plan doesn't work out. Since we had Michael C. Hall on, I've actually been on the HGTV and the Magnolia Network website looking for when they open submissions for my house because I'm interested in having Chip and Joanna or anyone else who wants to, for that matter, come and do a home renovation for me and the kids. I think that would be amazing.
I would love... You would be a wonderful client.
I think so, too, especially with my touch of hoarding issue. You know, the we joked about it in the trailer we made for Apple for Fanatics with the chairs. But there's a bit of a bit of a hoarding issue, which I think some people might be very interested in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, you'd be
or
wonderful.
Maybe I'm just the only one interested in it. By the way, I drove by a set of green chairs on Saturday, three times, and I did not put them in my car. So I feel like I deserve a little pat on the back for that.
I'm giving you some snaps.
Thanks.
I'm giving you some encouragement snaps. That's hard. That's hard to drive by a chair and not pick it up. I'm sure many people feel the same way.
I really missed, and I may drive back by that spot today to see if they're still there, just to check, you know? I
you
also
never know.
Dropped my friend off.
Today's a new day.
From the airport. This morning, actually, she took the Van Nuys Flyaway, and so I picked her up and took her to her place. And there was a pile of, you know, stuff. People, it's the first of the month, so people are moving. They're getting. It's like, you know, this is a good time to drive around if you're into that, like you know, stuff, picking stuff up off the street. Like clearly, I am. And there was a metal, like an old. And I'm thinking about it. I may have to go back. There was a metal. Tool, a big like metal tool that had been taken out of a vintage metal box. I don't want the tool. I want the box. I may go back and get that.
Claire, I look forward to a report. I look forward to a text message later today telling me success or denied.
Right. Maybe I'll just text my friend to go get it because since it was by where
there
she lives.
Go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Test
that's it, David. Anyway, what a fun episode. I love it. When you designed your condo, your Airbnb place, did you use any sort of other than your wife, or did she just basically do it all? She's a designer, right?
I mean, we collaborated a lot. I definitely was the chip to her Joe, for sure, of just making the calls, getting things done. We did collaborate. She made sure she didn't. She would be like, this is the color green I want. I'd be like, I like that. She wouldn't just pick something that I didn't like. But she definitely had the CEO end veto of saying, this is what will be done because I am a smart and good husband.
Good.
So, but she came up with some great ideas. It is so fun. Yeah. Renovation shows are a delight, especially when you have a house, like we both have a house, Claire, in this economy, it's a blessing. And you get to look around and get inspired, and it's a beautiful thing. So hopefully you guys really enjoyed today's episode where Henry broke it down.
I loved it.
Loved every second of it. Thanks for being with us as always. We love having you here in this happy, safe podcast of ours called Fanatics. Please like, subscribe, share, 5 stars, all the verbs,
all the sharing stuff.
Verbs, please. And we'll see you next Thursday. Sound good?
Yes, sounds good. I'll see you even sooner, David.
Oh, that's true.
And before you guys go, coming up next week, we have TikToker and social influencer Bailey Spin. That's right. You know her from the TikTok platform. She's especially known for her anti-bullying content and also being a safe place on the platform for anyone, especially a safe place to talk about any sort of ED, eating disorder you may have. Bailey is coming on Fanatics to talk about her love of 2000 music, music from the 2000s, the OOs. It's a great episode, and you will definitely feel like turning up the volume once you get done listening to it. So we'll see you guys next week for some poppin' fun. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Oh, Chip Gaines and Joanna Gaines, got you both on my brains. Fixer-upper is so insane. Fix Claire's house today.
Yes, please fix my house. I have almost as many kids as you.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.